Let's start with our positive affirmations. I am what the Word of God says I am. I have what the Word of God says I have. I will be what the Word of God says I will be. I can do what the Word of God says I can do. And I have God's favor in my life. Y en español, and this is just for Dulce. Yo soy lo que la palabra de Dios dice que soy. Yo tengo lo que la palabra de Dios dice que tengo. Yo seré lo que la palabra de Dios dice que seré. Yo puedo hacer lo que la palabra de Dios dice que puedo hacer. Y yo tengo el favor de Dios en mi vida. Well, give yourselves a hand. Yes! How wonderful. And turn to Ephesians chapter 6. If you do have your video on or ability to see my video, you'll see that I'm roaming all over the place. And that's because I'm using my computer screen and all my documents. So let's start with Ephesians chapter 6. And I'm sure you have these all memorized, but in case you don't, I'm going to read it to you anyway. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Well, who had a wrestling match this week? What? Is that everybody's hand that went up? Okay. Yeah. Well, that's the way it works. I know you don't want to have them, but they happen. Sadly, they happen. We live in a tainted world. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, of darkness, against spiritual wickedness from on high. That's what happens. Wherefore, because of this ongoing wrestling match, you know, it's kind of funny. The devil knows he's lost, but he won't give up. And, of course, that's not really funny. It's actually very annoying. And he keeps acting like he can change things, but he can't. But he can dislodge us from our faithful ground. He can dislodge us from our stands. And I suppose that makes him happy or something. I don't know. But that's what we go through. Because your sonship can never be undone. Who you are in Christ, that can never be undone. Eternity that awaits you, that can never be undone. So it's like, well, what's his game? Well, more or less annoyance. And yet it's vital for us to have knowledge and understanding. You know, wisdom, in Proverbs, it says wisdom and knowledge are what build the house. But you got to have understanding too, and that's how you take care of it. And so we have to have understanding of what's going on in the spiritual realm so that we can take care of the land, the ground that Jesus Christ bequeathed us, that he made available to us because of his accomplishments. And that's why we read these verses. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And I told you what that evil day is. That's when that wrestling match comes right at you. That's when you get nailed with some silly, stupid, ridiculous, dangerous attack. And you have to have understanding so that you can deal with it. And having done all to stand, well, the idea is that any time you get attacked with the evil that comes from your wrestling opponents, that you stand. Now, maybe you might not feel like you're standing in the attack, but just stand, okay? Because that's the way it works. Verse 14, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. And then the third one is in verse 15, the gospel of peace. And so we find that the armor that we're told to put on has to do with truth, has to do with righteousness, and has to do with the gospel of peace. I've taught those at length. And every once in a while, go listen to those teachings because they will fortify you. These activities listed in these verses don't have anything to do with winning land, winning territory back, or maybe back is a bad word, but it's not like you're a soldier going to conquer a city for the first time. You've already been given this ground. You've already been given this land. You've already been given this property upon which you stand. So you're not going and trying to get it. You're defending. You're taking care of what you already have. And that is a vital part of the Christian walk. Whether we like it or not, you can get attacked and you can feel like all evil has come crashing down on you. And maybe that happened to you this week. I know it didn't me. It just happens like that sometimes. And you have to learn to take a stand. You have to learn to stand. And you have to learn and employ those three vital components, truth, righteousness, and peace. You have to employ those in your stand to ward off the attacks during that evil day. Well, here's the beauty of what God has done for you. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. When I taught Ephesians chapter 6 to you recently, I told you that these wrestling matches, and I asked you to join me out on the mat, that these wrestling matches are really designed for the faithful in Christ Jesus. The faithful. And it's designed for the saints. The faithful in Christ Jesus. It's designed for those people who live by Jesus Christ according to the will of God. And then verse 2 says, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. So right there in the middle of the wrestling mat, we've got God the Father and we've got the Lord Jesus Christ. And surrounding us and them is peace and grace. And it's this grace that nullifies these horrendous attacks designed to break you, designed to dislodge you from your stand. Grace nullifies. And grace is beautiful. It's powerful. It's heavenly. It makes things turn into what it seems like they could never be. In other words, you become complete with grace. This grace, this favor that God shares with you, is what brings to pass the beauty of verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies, in Christ. Wow. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us. Now, the beauty of that, tomorrow morning, no matter what you go through today, tomorrow morning, when you open your Bible and you read verse 3, it's going to say the same thing. Who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings? There is no evil attack. There is no wrestling match that can ever nullify those promises. Who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies in Christ. You live in a beautiful rain shower of God's blessings, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings. You are being showered upon all day, all night, every day, every night, throughout this life and all of eternity, with the very nature of God, which is blessed. And then verse 4, according as he hath chosen us in him before the overthrow of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. No matter what you go through today, when you get up tomorrow and you open your Bible to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, you'll read those words and realize that they can never be nullified. You see, when you're born again with an incorruptible seed. An incorruptible seed that can't get the measles, chicken pox, or any other stupid lie that they propound out there. You will always be holy and without blame before him in love. Maybe your attack comes as some type of affront to your integrity. Something that causes shame. Something that makes you think that you can never be forgiven. Something that says you'll never recover. Maybe an addiction. Maybe something so horrific to you that you think God could never take you back if you falter, if you fall. Well, I want to tell you that if you ever do falter or fall, and you find yourself, I don't know, kind of tumbling down some kind of slippery slope, and you're not sure where you're heading, nothing can change who you are in Christ. And that's why we must go to the living Word and reaffirm who we are and what God has done for us. Every single day, Matthew 4:4 says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Every word of God is living and real. It has life in and of itself. And when you take it in, it gives you that life. It's alive. And the aliveness of God's word is what carries you through the valley of the shadow of death, where you actually feel like you might not make it. But the word of God keeps giving you life. It's alive, and that's why we come back to it. That's why you come back 20 years later and you read the same verses that you've read in the past. And now you have greater understanding and greater meaning because they're growing, they're developing. But in Ephesians chapter 6, we read about truth. And the only thing that can nullify the deception where Satan comes and he deceives you, and we're all deceived. And the reason I say that is because sin is deception personified. So deception is a word on a page. The word deception, and to be deceived is, that's three words on a page, to be deceived. But if you want to give that form, if you want to give that structure, and that's what I call personification, all you got to do is look at sin, because sin is deception. That's right. When and where there's deception, there is sin. When and where there's sin, there's deception. So sin is missing the mark. It's when you're doing something you shouldn't do. And when and where you're tempted with sin, deception is at play. And so that's why truth is so important. The only thing that can nullify deception is truth. When Adam and Eve were deceived, it's the truth of God's word that they denied. Yet the truth of God's word still stands to this day. When and where you are deceived, it's the truth of God's word that chases the devil away. And that's why you come back hard to Ephesians chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies. We're chosen in Him, and we've been chosen in Him since before the foundation of the world. We're holy and without blame before Him in agape. That's just the way it is. And then Ephesians 1:5 says we're predestinated unto sonship. Those little evil translators put adoption in there, and that's not adoption. That's a lie. That's deception. We are sons of God, sonship of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, His living will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, in verse 6. Wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. And it's that grace that absolutely causes you to be a victor on that wrestling mat. Without God's grace, nothing spiritually beneficial could happen to us. But God's grace is what saved us, and it's what brings us glory. And without God's grace, we're nothing. But with God's grace, we're everything. And you can come back to these living words day after day, wrestling match after wrestling match, evil day after evil day, and they still stand. They're still true. And that's why this truth is so absolutely vital. Without the truth of God's word, without having your loins girt about with truth, it would be impossible for you to chase the devil away. But you can chase him away. Where you get your mind straight back to the Word, and you become who you are, and you quote the Scripture, you speak the Word, and it's that truth that chases the evil day, that chases the evil one away. Oh, I don't think you want to go through that, but I'll tell you what, if you don't go through it, life is going to turn into a mess. You know, it was God's word that brought order in the midst of the most massive chaos that had ever been introduced to this world. In Genesis chapter 1, the earth standing in the water and out of the water, it was void and without form, it says, and God said, let there be light. It's God's spoken word that chases darkness away. It's God's spoken word that introduces life in an otherwise dead and lifeless situation. And that's why we have to come back hard to God's word. And that's why we have to gird up the loins. And that's the most powerful part of your body. You gird up your loins with truth. And if you have that truth in there and you speak that truth in an evil day and during an attack, because these are real, then that devil will flee. And then you will be once again living the lifestyle of a super Christian conqueror. And that brings us back to John 10:10, why Jesus Christ even came. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. If you want to live the more than abundant life, the first thing you've got to do is gird up the loins of your mind with the living word of truth. And then you'll see all darkness flee. Then you'll see all order return, even in the midst of chaos. And you'll feel right back at home, seated in the heavenlies, standing upon a foundation that was gifted you with the new birth. Thank you.